So in the news yesterday, there's a story that that massive tag tuna was caught off the coast of Victoria, off Phillip Island, I believe. And
yes.
Yeah, 135 k's caught by that kid. It took him 5 hours or something to land it. And then they found the tag. And so the tag was actually put into the fish nearly 30 years ago in Western Australia.
Yes. Now, that I think I've read a bit of info that there was might have been a bit of conflicting information, because it came from that it might have been tagged from Hobart. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that was the original story yesterday, that it was tagged in Tasmania, and then last night they were saying Western Australia. So
that's right. I did see that, but the actual, you know, irrespective of where it was originally tagged, that is an absolutely sensational story, because they call it at liberty. So when you tag a fish and the time it spends swimming around doing its thing and then it gets tagged again, that time between the two times that it's been tagged, they call that term a bit fancy term, at liberty, and that is the longest fish that there's been at liberty with a tag. And I think it beats it by some margin. So that is absolutely amazing that fish has been lucky enough to swim around the oceans and not come along a long liner or not come along another angler. And that young angler, like even the capture itself was really, really good. Like you say, it was nearly 5 hours. It was 134-kilo fish, I think. And it's just a great story all around, the capture itself and also the 30 years at sea. Now, I think some scientists from Tasmania have flown over to get the head, because there's a lot of stuff that they can do scientifically, and they want to get the detail and the data, and it's really, really awesome.
Now, with those really big tuna, have you actually, like, what do they taste like?
Yeah, no.
Because, with a lot of animals, when they get old, they get a bit rough and chewy, and I'm assuming the same's for fish.
There's a lot of rumours about that, about big fish not tasting. People say about the big flathead are no good and the big makos are no good, but I sort of disagree with that. I've eaten mako sharks to 220 kilos, and as long as you, and tuna, big tuna, they eat fabulously, and when you look at the Japanese market, the bigger the tuna,
the better,
sometimes the better, but it's all to do with the fat content and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But, it's all to do with how you care for that fish in the first, 10 to 15 minutes of that fish being captured. And that is sometimes something that I stress a great deal, is that if you catch a fish and you're going to keep a fish, you need to look after that fish really well. Otherwise, that flesh will be wasted to a degree. Big mako sharks sometimes don't taste very good because they've caught them first thing in the day, and they've let them just lay on they haven't really bled them, and they've let them lay on the deck of the boat for 5-6 hours while they go about their business in the sun.
Yeah.
Rigor mortis and all that sort of stuff sets in. It's not really rocket science to realise why that may taste a little bit suspect. But like I mentioned, we've had 220-kilo mako shark that tasted awesome. And if you look after it, that is so much flesh. Like you and your families and your friends are eating mako for quite some time.
You have mako for Christmas.
Exactly right, and it's really good on the tooth. So, good tuna, as long as you bleed it and, chill it down, look after it, when you cut it up, just continue to look after it and keep it chilled, and it'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to trout. Heard any stories?
I have. The rivers are in and around Launceston fishing extremely well, and even if you're a fly fisherman at the moment, those fishes are up. The fish seem to be looking up early, which is quite strange given the cold snap that we just had. So those rivers there are fishing quite well. There's no reason why those upper reaches of the Forth and the upper reaches of the Mersey wouldn't be fishing the same for fly fishermen. The lower reaches are fishing quite well with lures. And I'm sure the bait fishermen are doing well, drowning a worm in those flooded margins. But also, I did hear a few reports that Lake Crescent has been fishing really well. Now, Lake Crescent is traditionally a lake of 1,000 casts. you normally have to cast 1,000 times before you get a little that seems to be not the case this month. It's fishing very well, and I've seen some really nice fish come out of there.
Right. I'll have a look at the forecast now for the weekend. Coastal waters. So we've got northeast-northwesters, 15 to 20 knots today. Seas up around 1 to 1.5. Showers and maybe some thunder in Bass Strait. So not great today. So we've got a high tide at just after 4 this afternoon, 3.3. Saturday's high, 4.40 in the afternoon, 3.2. Sunday's high, 5.18 in the evening, 3.2. So average tides for this time of the year. So the weather's going to be pretty messy tomorrow, so I wouldn't recommend fishing tomorrow. Probably Sunday, I reckon, is the best bet. Just a few light showers and the wind's significantly back a bit on Sunday.
Yeah, well, there you go. The weather hasn't been very good. I was in Melbourne for a couple of days. It wasn't too bad over there. But when I got back yesterday, I thought, oh, hang on, this is meant to be spring, and it would seem like I'd flown back into the middle of winter.
Hmm. Let's do squid.
Yeah, well, squid, we need to check that date. I think at the end of the month it shuts, I think, for that spawning period. Everyone's going to have to check because I wouldn't want them heading out and catching squid in a big shut. But there was a figure in my head at the 20th, so you might have a bit more. What's the date today?
It's the 16th today.
So you've got a window, I think, to go and get some southern calamari before it shuts. But again, don't go out there boldly and say Hooch said, because you'd have to have a look at the statistics. But I think you've got a few days before they shut that season.
Yeah,
a bit over a month.
What are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to have to catch up on some jobs because I haven't been home for a while. The lawn needs doing. I've got a bathroom reno on the go, but that's been on the go for 6 years. You know, it's one of those ones. Oh, I've got another bathroom in the hall. I bought a church and a hall here at Forth, and I've got another bathroom, but now my eldest daughter's living with me, and I really should sort the downstairs bathroom out and stop being a bachelor.
So it looks like you're not going to get in a fish this weekend.
Look, I've been threatening to go trout fishing, so I may, if you're telling me the weather's not too bad, I may get online, and, although I do advocate going in and getting a licence from the tackle store, I might get a licence and go and have a flick down at Forth.
Well, when I say down at Forth, when I say the weather's not too bad, I mean like Sunday. So not today, not tomorrow, but Sunday I reckon's the pick.
Yeah, and it's got to be pretty good before I go out trout fishing. I don't want to stand in the misty rain. I'm not that hardcore. I'd like to sort of stay dry, catch a nice little fish, take a little photo and put him back.
Beautiful. All right, mate, have a nice weekend. Or anything else you want to mention before we go?
I think we're pretty good, but we're going to have a big day Monday. I've actually watched a little bit of the Queen stuff last night. I was very surprised at the Sky News was very pro-Queen and was showing the whole thing a lot of compassion. Like Crendlin and the other couple of guys there, the big bull-headed guy that normally carries on a fair bit, they were showing some amazing compassion, and I just think it's awesome, and it was actually quite emotional with the people lining up and going past the Queen in silence. Like, it's 5 and 6 Ks long. They're waiting 6 and 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I just think those people that say silly things on social media about the Queen need to realise about, you know, just how big a deal and what an amazing woman she has been. But anyway.
All right. Never took you for a monarchist.
Look, I'm not a waste. I don't like waste. And all these people that want to change, why change? It's not like London, you know, like they're not doing us any harm. So why change for change's sakes? And do you think we really need a president? Like, I look at other countries that have got a president, and people don't realise that it's just not the Queen. It's actually a way of government. It's a style of government.
Hmm.
Do we want to change that? I don't know. But I think they got a shock when they asked, do we want to change the Queen or King on the $5 note? And I think it was the Sydney Morning Herald did a poll, and I think if they had got the right result, they would have just went crazy with it and beat it up. But they didn't. 95% people said yes, they want the Queen still on the monarch still on the $5 note. So that poll, you know, disappeared. They didn't get the right result, so they got rid of it. It was very strange.
Hmm. Right, mate. Do you want to plug your socials there?
Oh, I certainly do. That's Team Penn, Simrad Fishing, and Moz's Hot Bite. We're going to kick that in the gear very soon again. I've been a bit sort of slack with that, and now that, well, hopefully the weather starts to get better, you need to organise that a bit for us.
All right, will do. I'll get on to it.
And we're going to get stuck into some more hot bites as the season hots up.
All right, have a great weekend. Catch you next week.
All right, no worries at all. See you later.